The following program is paid content from the Organization Free Your Children. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of Free Your Children and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, LLC, its owners, and management. Welcome in to Free Your Children, sharing truth and love about education. And here's your host, Tiffany Boyd.
Hello. Welcome to Free Your Children on WKOM 101.7. I am your host, Tiffany Boyd, and our mission here at Free Your Children is to share the truth in love about education. There's a battle raging for the souls of our nation's children. I hope this ministry equips you for battle. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Thank you to Safe Storage for sponsoring today's show. If you have storage needs and you are in the Middle Tennessee area, you can find them at safestoragetn.com. Also, thank you to John Paul Financial Services for sponsoring today's show. You can find John Paul Financial Services at jp@livingtrusttn.com. I also want to say a special thank you to our other supporters to Free Your Children. We can't do this without you, and we really appreciate your words of encouragement and the donations that you make as well to help keep this radio show up and running. If you want more information about Free Your Children, you can find us over on the Free Your Children website. That's freeyourchildren.com. You can also find me on Telegram, Signal, Facebook, my Gmail at freeyourchildren@gmail.com. We have just started a new Rumble channel. Check that out. It's Free Your Children. We have lots of clips posted there of a lot of the issues that are happening in Tennessee right now with legislation. So go there and check it out. Again, that's Free Your Children. I'm also a monthly contributor to the Borough Pulse. That's BoroughPulse.com. You can go there and read all the articles that I have penned to date about education. Free Your Children just recently, Tiffany Boyd, Free Your Children, that is, was just recently noted in the Tennessean. We were there at the Capitol, as most of you know, if you've been following Free Your Children last week in opposition to the voucher legislation, and the Tennessean did some highlights regarding why we were there and the statements that I had made when I gave my testimony. There was also a really good article by Kelly Jackson and the Tennessee Conservative that also highlighted the work that we have been doing. So we were back at the Capitol again yesterday, and boy, was it a long day. So we were there as the voucher bill in Tennessee continued to move through both the House and the Senate. We homeschoolers came out in force. Homeschool families are opposed to this legislation, and we are very much concerned about what's happening in the state of Tennessee to our freedoms and how this could potentially usurp our parental rights and constitutional rights and freedoms. So we packed the House. We were standing room only in the House, and that was interesting because while we were there, we were actually told in the House that we would not be allowed to stand and we needed to find a seat. So homeschoolers were cramming in two to a seat. They did wind up allowing several people to stand in the back of the room. So that was interesting to watch that occur. Also, there were several of the homeschool families that follow Free Your Children, myself included, that were denied the right to testify in both the House and in the Senate yesterday. So lots of people concerned about the fact that we did not get the opportunity to testify in opposition to this bill. Both bills advanced. They will be moving on. And if you follow Free Your Children, if you don't follow Free Your Children, I encourage you to do so. If you do, I will be posting exactly where those bills will be next and what our call to action is. So I want to clarify, there were a lot of things that were going on in both the House and the Senate. It was quite entertaining. If you want to see some entertainment, come down to the Cordell Hull building and listen to these bills being heard as they pass through the House of Representatives and the Senate committees, because it was very interesting. We were there all day. We actually had to leave from the House, go to the Senate meeting because they weren't finished in the House. We sat through that, and then we had to come back to the House because it was still going. So if you haven't had an opportunity to watch it, those are recorded and you can go to the General Assembly website and see what happened for yourself. But some notes that I wanted to highlight today were this. The Senate did confirm that illegal aliens could utilize these vouchers. So that was one big takeaway from the Senate. And then another topic of discussion in the House was this. Could a school... Could a school be created that was a school for Satanists, a school for Muslims, or a school for LGBTQ to open and utilize these vouchers? And of course, the answer to that is yes. So lots of interesting discussion yesterday in both the House and the Senate. And so today I'm very excited to have a guest with me. I've known this particular guest for quite some time. We've worked together on issues in the past that we're going to talk about that today too. But some of you may know her as the Common Core Diva. But I want to introduce my guest, Lynn Taylor. Lynn, thank you for joining in.
Oh, thank you so much, Tiffany. And thank you so much for this awesome opportunity to reach out to those in Tennessee, because it sounds like what you guys are going through is what we went through here in North Carolina back in 2013, when the lines between homeschooling and public schooling were purposely blurred to receive these kinds of funds to prop up supposed choice in education.
Absolutely. And so one thing that homeschoolers are being told, and you know as well as I do, that this is not true and that it is a Trojan horse. Homeschoolers have been told over and over, we're writing homeschoolers out. Well, independent homeschoolers were never included in this bill because they already have to register with the state, and they are already required to do testing. And of course, you know, all that data mining that comes along with that. So now they're saying that they have written an amendment to take homeschoolers out under the Category 4 option. But I spoke with Senator Lundberg's office when I was attempting to get on the agenda to testify, and they were communicating with me via email, and they told me that the amendment, this was when I was talking to them, you know, the day before, late in the afternoon, that that amendment was a House amendment and had not been filed yet. But what people need to understand about this is it's not removing the Category 4 option under this voucher bill. They have just added in the wording that it's going to remove homeschoolers that are under Category 4. And the problem with that is this. Wording is very easily amended. And have they not done this in other states, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely they have. And you can not only reword something so that it sounds great, but it leaves such a gray area, but you can take words out. Just a simple switch of words like may,
yes,
which means you could, to shall means you will,
yes,
regardless of what you want. And, you know, you're absolutely right. If you go and fix one, or supposedly fix one side of this particular proposed bill, but you don't address the other parts. You don't take away the assessments. You don't take away the Title I funding for special needs. You don't take away those sorts of things. You're still having in place those mechanisms which will infiltrate into the families. And one of the things that I've been warning about for years is that tax vouchers, education savings accounts, these opportunity scholarships, freedom scholarships are a Trojan horse. I mean, go back and look at the state of Alaska in the early 90s. The premise was, okay, the state said, all right, we know you guys are so far flung. You're out there in the snow and the tundra and you can't get to wherever to go to your piano lessons or wherever. Take our tax money. Take our tax vouchers. Implement this into your home school so you can get those piano lessons or you can get the whatever else that it is you need. What they didn't bank on was the fact that the state mailed every single family who took those tax voucher dollars over 800 pages of curriculum per quarter, Tiffany, that must be mandated into their homeschool lesson plans. So they overwhelmed the homeschoolers to the point of the homeschoolers after the fact learn, oh, we shouldn't have taken the government's money. But this is an important lesson for us in 2024, because remember, the more subsidized it is, the more government controlled it is, and the second you have your homeschooler in AP, IB, after school career tech programs, dual enrollment, early college, you have put your child in that subsidized system that is going to chew them up, spit them out, put them through a work-based assessment to pigeonhole them into a career just like everyone else who's in supposed other education choices.
Absolutely. And Tennessee is fully vested in the workforce innovation
Right.
opportunity. And I've discussed that at length in the seminars that I've done. I've written articles about it. And it sounds
Right.
really good. Parents
Oh,
think
it
this is a
does.
really good thing, and they have no clue what's really behind all of this. And which brings me to the next thing that I want to talk
Okay.
about. But before we get to
Sure.
that, tell our listeners, why are you called the Common Core Diva?
Okay. Quickly, why I'm called the Common Core Diva is because when God led me to say, okay, you've seen what's about to hit the fan. You can't be quiet. You need to be out there. You need to be speaking. I wanted to take a jab at the system. And the system at that time was, okay, Common Core's all this, mile wide, inch deep garbage that's supposed to revolutionize education and all this. And it was through some articles by Tom DeWeese, who's an expert on Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, who was revealing that UNESCO had this global plan to homogenize education, if you will, so that it's one size fits all. Didn't matter if you homeschool, private school, hybrid school, whatever school, public
Right.
school, it didn't matter. So that was convincing enough. And so I came up with the name Common Core Diva because, as much research as I had been able to do, I knew that a diva really knows her stuff. Okay. I knew it, but I didn't want to sound prideful. So I was like, okay, if I use Common Core Diva, then that's going to let you know I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to Common Core. The only thing is it doesn't stop at Common Core. It
Right.
morphs over into whatever your state rebranded Common Core, because supposedly every student succeeds at was supposed to kill Common Core if you listen to Betsy DeVos. But
Yes.
Betsy lied through her teeth because Common Core state standards are still 100% in effect because the Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association from 2008 to present still own the copyright to these national standards. And if you look at our Constitution, we were never supposed to have national standards, and our states were never supposed to kowtow to national standards. But what every student succeeds at did was it codified not only the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of America of 1965, but No Child Left Behind from the Bush era. It also codified not only Common Core, but STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. It also brought in UNESCO. It also brought in UN. It also brought in global assessments. It also brought in the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, which aligned all education from early childhood to old age, cradle to grave, to standardized education. And the quote is on page 17 of the final conference report. It's on page 33 of the final de facto rule, which is supposedly national law, where it says, and I quote, all education must be aligned to the same post-secondary readiness standards as laid out by the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Two or three sentences later, Tiffany, it says that all educators must be aligned to those same post-secondary readiness standards. Now, notice it didn't say teachers. And why? Because in all education, you're not talking just all public school
Right,
students. You're
exactly.
talking all educators, regardless of your choice, including homeschool parents.
Right.
So by using educators rather than teachers, here's that wordplay, you just open Pandora's box.
Absolutely. And I have written extensively about this as well. I've shared much of Lynn's Ann's work over on my Free Your Children page, and then I have delved into this too. Tell our listeners, Lynn, because, you know, yes, we've discussed, I've written about UNESCO, we've discussed UNESCO in other shows that I have done over and over again, but I'm sure we have new listeners who may not understand why why is it bad that UNESCO is involved in education? And before you answer that, let me say that I've been noticing ads popping up in my algorithm on Facebook that Hillsdale College is now offering classes about a lot of what we're discussing too, and how it affects education and why it's not a good thing. So tell our listeners, why is UNESCO being involved in education a bad thing?
Well, before I answer that, let me just give you guys a little skinny on Hillsdale. They are not the lily white and driven pure organization that you believe. They are a huge supporter of charters, and charters is part of UNESCO's plan to ruin all education. Mm-hmm. Hillsdale is neck in neck with Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Homeschool Legal Defense Association supports career tech education. It supports STEM. It supports early college, dual enrollment, all the apprenticeships, all the things that are in the UNESCO flavor of the month with school choice. So this is why you need to steer clear. Do your own research. Don't just take the organization's name because it happens to be very popular. Mm-hmm. Look at what we're telling you, because we have nothing to gain by lying to you, and everything to benefit you by telling you the truth that no one else is daring to. Right. Now, as far as how this leans into UNESCO, first of all, back in 2004, Bill Gates and all his buddies that he's related to signed an agreement with UNESCO to one world order, not only our curriculum, but our testing. Mm-hmm. Testing that homeschoolers use is also included. Now, from the Global Education Monitoring Report back in 2015, Tiffany, mm-hmm. UNESCO and School Choice came up with the idea that public money funding private schools through the tax vouchers, whatever you want to call it, brings regulations and accountability to align with federally enforced standards and the equity, and I use that in quotation marks, goals of the United Nations. Because they knew that the global sustainable development goals with international development, mm-hmm. which is at the hand of the United Nations International Board of Education, which develops all curriculum and all assessments used, not only in America, but throughout the world. They've been put in place at key places of people's positions, as well as government offices, by certain powerful donors like Gates and others, and in governments to justify and legally frame public-private partnerships,
yes,
which is fascism, and mm-hmm. businesses to manage education. Now, Charlotte Isserby in 2019 wrote this: both Republicans and Democrats are same at the top, and tax-funded school choice and charters implement the lifelong Soviet polytechnic workforce training agenda, which is the hurry up to learn so you mm-hmm. can hurry up to earn, that we see in career tech education, STEM, college of career readiness, and other planks of the Communist Party. These are openly supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which we need to note that Gates gave $100 million to promote Common Core and career tech education. And both the Republicans and Democrats support the Commerce, and the Commerce Department supports the United Nations. So this advocates a top-down managed system of control, thus federally imposed direction of education without the parents' voice or their choice.
Great explanation, Lynn. I discussed this in detail in my seminar, so if you've been to one, you've heard this information. Charlotte was the consummate whistleblower. She warned about this decades ago. It fell on deaf ears. It seems that it is still falling on deaf ears today in a lot of circles, and our hope is to educate as many people as possible regarding the truth about what's really happening in education. We have to take a break, but we will be right back.
What's your favorite radio station?
101.7 WKOM.
You're listening to your local radio.
For 60 years, people have shopped Parks Motor Sales to get the best vehicles and the best service. ParksMotorSales.com has details on new Buicks, certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, financing, certified technicians, parts, tires, and much more. Stop by 919 Nashville Highway, take a Buick for a test drive, and learn why the Buick Encore and Buick Enclave are among America's most reliable vehicles. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Is it painful to walk or perform your day-to-day activities? If so, we have great news at the Dr. Gill Center. We can relieve your knee pain fast and easy with no downtime and no surgery. The FDA has approved a new non-surgical treatment for knee pain, and it's covered by most major insurance, including Medicare. This treatment has helped millions of people across the nation. Call today to see if you qualify for a free consultation and get back to a pain-free life. 615-551-9224.
One of our goals at Caledonian is to impact our clients and friends in a positive manner. Whether it's a friendly voice, a smile, and a wave as you walk past our office, or supporting our community, the Caledonian team is actively involved. Through our memberships in Kiwanis, Rotary, Murray Alliance Circle of Excellence, volunteering in Boy Scouts and 4-H, serving on a variety of boards, and more, we stay connected to Murray County. This is Perry Bowman with Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
For the love of the climb, for the love of the fall, for the love of knowing your kid's laughter is the sweetest music there is, for the love of Tennessee, travel safe. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Your Children. I am your host, Tiffany Boyd, and we are joined by guest Lynn Taylor. We were just having a great discussion about UNESCO to inform our listeners why they should be concerned about UNESCO and Common Core, and Lynn did a fantastic job of explaining that. And Lynn has a blog where she has a lot of this information, where listeners can go and find all of the information and articles that she's written. Lynn, what's your blog?
It's www.commoncorediva.com, and I don't know if you can see it or not, but I have on my special t-shirt today that gives my website, and it also says, ask me about school choice.
There you go. And you also have some information that families can print out about school choice over on your blog, correct?
I do. Actually, if you go to my blog, commoncorediva.com, and you go over to the donate tab, because I run on donations. This is at my ministry of love to America and the world. And I ask no other thing of you than if you can't financially support anything I do, to pray. But over on the tab, there is a section called Info Kits. And if you click on the Info Kits, you will get a shiny bumper sticker that is from Charlotte Iserby, because I am carrying on her work, trying to educate many, many people about school choice. And what the bumper sticker says is school choice slash charters will kill private education. And it gives Charlotte's website, which is still up and available and included in my resources. But the bumper stickers cost me a lot of money to send. So the way it works is, if you want a bumper sticker, choose how many you want. And along with the bumper sticker comes all these other free resources, which are the printables. And one of them is my one pager that you can print off and take with you to some of your state legislator meetings, or if you're meeting with a local politician, say your mayor, your school teacher, or whatever. But it's all about how school choice cannot be choice when education is all the same.
Yes.
And here's a brief paragraph that I want to read from this. But again, okay, this is available on the blog. This is, education reform is not our savior. School choice will, and already has begun, to cause massive reform on the entire U.S. taxation system, which impacts our federal, state, and local tax streams via laws, policies, and such, which are carried out by the IRS, which is an unconstitutional agency, thus unconstitutional laws. This will negatively impact our economic system as well. Our economic system is being groomed to become more UN compliant. This attacks our representation and our voting. Without true representation, there can be no real education freedom. International solidarity forces obedience to the state, and the state is increasingly requiring skill-based training for economic gain, not academic knowledge. The research manual for America 2000, or Goals 2000, written in 1994, stated this, that vouchers and tax credits, are also known as education savings accounts or freedom scholarships, were the tool created by the New American Education Corporation and the U.S. Department of Education, not the grassroots groups that we are seeing being championed today. And the goal of the scheme is to merge all education into a public-controlled state for total state control. And the 2024 elections are being used for school choice as a tool to deceive millions.
Amen. And so jump over to Lynn's website, her blog, and check out everything that she has to help better educate families and the legislators and the states where you live about school choice. Free Your Children also has a FYC toolkit on our website. That's freeyourchildren.com. There's a PDF there that you can also download and use as well. And I'm really excited about our new website because we're constantly updating it. And I have actually interviewed Lynn in the past. And so her interview is there in the toolkit under School Choice Scam. So you can also check out previous interviews that Lynn and I have done together about school choice. Lynn, you have to fill my listeners in. We have worked together. You contacted me back in May of 2023 because you had found something from the federal government where they were getting ready to remove parental consent at the federal level so that states could easily bill Medicaid. You asked me to help you get the word out. I did. That's actually included in the seminars where I have been traveling around the state of Tennessee and sharing that information. So yesterday when we were in the House in Tennessee, and they were getting ready to vote on this voucher bill, we were in the Education Administration Committee, and there was a lot of discussion, we're going to call it discussion, regarding IDEA funding. And so in the state of Tennessee, with this particular voucher bill, they are claiming that there is no federal funding attached to this voucher bill. And it was clear, from my opinion, that many of our legislators do not understand this. They do not understand how this is all connected. So I actually gave public comment against the removal of the parental consent when it was uploaded to the federal registry back in the summer. I believe the public had until August the 1st to do that. Right. But it was already a done deal, wasn't it? Even when it was already a done deal. So, of course, I did weigh in. I listed my opposition to this removal of parental consent. It was, it didn't matter. They did it. It's a done deal. Tennessee has already bought into this. They already have on the Tennessee.gov website tons of information about how schools can bill Medicaid. So what would you say to a legislator that was saying or claiming that voucher money is not tied to federal strings?
I would say they're absolutely lying through their teeth. And here's how, because I want you to think about going back to the Every Student Succeeds Act. Okay. Mm-hmm. In that, three federal departments received an increase in power mm-hmm. over the states. Mm-hmm. The biggest one was Health and Human Services. Now, the other two were labor and education. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this was supposed to be an education law, Tiffany.
Right.
Why was Health and Human Services given the largest power increase? Because it was going to use Medicaid through a recalculated Title I system mm-hmm. to impact special needs and shift it from per pupil need to whole school, universal screening. So that means in our present system, that it doesn't matter if Johnny and Susie go to the public school. If Johnny and Susie happen to live in the school district where this is going on, their school has been turned into, and I kid you not, through this shift, into a federally recognized quasi-medical health center. Mm-hmm. Thus, we're seeing those wraparound services from dental care to health care to behavioral management mm-hmm. to mental health, to financial services, family planning, you name it, the school is being used as a hub. And this was one of the reasons why. It was to bring about the umbrella effect. Think of it this way. Mm-hmm. It's raining cats and dogs, but this is going to be it's raining federal money. Mm-hmm. And your umbrella, whether you're in public school, magnet school, charter school, homeschool, private school, whatever, those funding streams, not just from education, but through Health and Human Services, mm-hmm. from Department of Children and Family Services, mm-hmm. anything that can attach itself in the name of education mm-hmm. is being used against our families, whether you're homeschool or you don't. And here's one of the things I would ask them. First of all, do you know that this is putting the local education agencies mm-hmm. in charge of where the money goes? Now, Absolutely. A local education agency is not just your school board.
Right.
It could be that after school Satan Club.
Yes.
It could be whatever you wanted it to be.
Right.
Because, again, it's saying anything that is being passed off as education can use this money. Mm-hmm. So where's that money going? As far as for special needs, they're being lumped in with the early college, with the Common Core. They're also being lumped into the Hurry Up to Learn to mm-hmm. Earn. They're also saying that funding streams for those medical support services that you may need in your homeschooling family, those are attached to it. This is how Medicaid came in through that back door, Tiffany,
right.
and said, okay, without parental consent, every time that Johnny and Susie need this service, we get a one and done from the family. But what they didn't point out was this has to be done every single year. Mm-hmm. It's not just a one and done.
Right.
So this is why it's huge for special needs families to go, wait a minute. And again, this attaches to the data tracking.
Right.
Because the system has to know where you are, what health care you're getting, because their outcome that they have prepared for you is not what God designed for you. It's what the system has designed for you.
Exactly. It's to create good global citizens. And
right.
So, Lynn, in Tennessee, the discussion is this. When your child is in public school and they are considered a special needs child, they have right. IEPs, the individualized education plans.
Right.
Well, when a child leaves the public school system and enters a private school or a home school, they can no longer receive an IEP, but instead they've replaced it with IDEA.
Yeah.
And that IDEA money is attached to these federal strings.
It is, yes. It absolutely is. And on my blog, I can't remember when I wrote it, but it was all about how the IEPs are being Common Core aligned. Of course, mm-hmm. this was a few years ago, but they still are. And under the new Medicaid poverty guidelines mm-hmm. where the level of poverty has been increased. So the wraparound services for the population of children 18 and under is off the charts. And one of the widgets that they will use, Tiffany, will be not just the COVID vaccination, but any vaccination.
Right. Yeah. I think the public and clearly some of our legislators are not well-versed in this, may not know, haven't done their research, and that's scary because these are our legislators are the individuals that are voting on bills that are going to cause a lot of issues in the future for our state. And so that's one thing that I wanted to clarify today is that when you're being told that voucher money doesn't come with federal strings,
It's false.
It's false.
Absolutely, absolutely false. But real quick, if we can, as far as COVID and all that kind of stuff, the way that Every Student Succeeds attaches to that is because what was started in Every Student Succeeds at Tiffany was carried through with the COVID relief, which started under Trump. It didn't start under Biden. It started under Trump. And people need to understand when it comes to the Republicans and the Democrats, neither party, as far as president, Congress, whatever, is going to save you from this system. I mean, if you look at the way that it's being brought out now that Trump helped support the COVID vaccine for all, Biden, we know, has done that as well. But I didn't want to harp on that, but I wanted to point that out because that's showing you that they're myopic when it comes to education.
Yeah.
But if you think of the pay-as-you-go system, which Warren Hatch from Utah, I believe it was, perfected, it was a pay-as-you-go system. That's what these vouchers are. Senator Byrd from West Virginia is the one who incorporated Medicaid into schools. And what folks don't understand, whether you're a taxpayer or a legislator who's not done your homework, and shame on you, is that this impacts every child, regardless of our school location, Tiffany, mm-hmm. because it's based on the state population mm-hmm. of 5 to 17-year-olds across the board.
Right.
So this is a massive data tracker, but it also tracks you regardless of your school location. It ties to the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. It ties to the Career Tech Education, the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And it also embedded the Every Student Succeeds Act. So they've got us really surrounded mm-hmm. by all these strings, and how anyone yep. in their right mind can say, oh, this has no federal or international bearing. I don't understand how they sleep at night.
That's a good question. One that I've been asking often as we've watched this bill move through both the House and the Senate. It's very disappointing, especially, you know, I'm a conservative. So for me to watch my conservative legislators sell us out is highly concerning, which brings me to another topic of conversation I want to get in before we have to take another break. And that's ALEC. So there may be people who are listening that do not know who the American Legislative Exchange Council is. This is a corporate-funded charity that pays for lucrative trips where lawmakers leave ready to pass bills. And I've been sharing lots of information about ALEC recently. Their second largest donor is Charles Koch, and the mm-hmm. Koch brothers are the founders behind Americans for Prosperity.
Yes, ma'am.
ALEC's task force is also funded by American Federation for Children. It was mm-hmm. very concerning to me, especially since we've been at the Capitol so much lately, to realize through my research that the Tennessee Eagle Forum had held a recent conference, and one of their speakers was none other than Representative Chris Todd. And Representative Chris Todd sits on the state as a state chair for ALEC. So that was very concerning. Why? Well, AFP is the largest lobbying body, in my opinion, right now in Tennessee, that's providing this massive school choice push. So very concerning. Very concerning.
Well, yeah.
There.
So it is.
Yeah. You can check some of the posts that I've done recently. There are links where you can see which legislators in your state have connections and associations to ALEC. They're also one of their other top contributors is a pharmaceutical company with associations there. So I would definitely check that out so that you can be more informed on some of the major players that are clearly behind this push to spread the school choice narrative like wildfire. Lynn, let's talk a little bit about AFC, American Federation for Children, and Americans for Prosperity.
Oh, please. Well, they're just as toxic as Heritage and Cato and a lot of the others, because they have been supporting school choice for ages. And let's not forget, and he is, I hope he, excuse me, this is rude, but I hope he rots in hell. And that is Senator Lamar Alexander from the good old state of Tennessee. Let's go back to the 80s when he was giving a speech to the National Governors Association, Tiffany, and he said one day, I think it was 1989, he said that one day we would go into the hospitals and we would look at mama and we'd look at the baby, and the government would take the mama and the baby and from that time on walk with them, not only through school, but through home. And when you look at the University of Tennessee over in Knoxville, one of the idiot professors from there went to Rio de Janeiro and listened to the sustainable development goals as they were being rolled out, came back to Tennessee, wrote the entire sustainable development goal toolkit to use things like this.
Yes.
To prop up the fact of, oh, well, it's all y'all's idea. Because if it came from the UN directly, we would have fought it. Mm-hmm. We're not fighting it anymore.
Correct.
But my point is that there are so many layers of corruption, not just in Tennessee. Okay?
Correct. It's nationwide.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
But Americans for Prosperity, Hoover, Heritage, all these people have been in on this since the 80s, mm-hmm. Tiffany. Mm-hmm. They were in cahoots with Lamar because they knew he was powerful. Lamar, fast forward, what was he championing? The Every Student Succeeds Act, mm-hmm. when it was still in the bicameral parts of Congress under their different names before they merged. He and Representative Klein, Richard Klein, I believe was his name, they were the champions. Patty Murray from Washington, she was pushing universal pre-K. All these neoconservative groups who are out here preaching that God and country are the way to go are the ones stabbing you in the back just as bad as the Democrats. Now, I'm not just picking on the neoconservatives.
Absolutely. And hold that thought, Lynn. It's time to take a break. But when we come back, I want you to address that.
This is Clayton Harris, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people. The place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Hello, my name is Zach Maddox. I'm a proud third-generation owner-operator of Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, founded by my grandfather, Ralph Maddox, in 1946. Now I am honored to continue the legacy as owner-operator today. We offer a variety of paint and wall covering products, but our passion is customer service. We can offer many personalized services and can come out to your house or business if needed. Visit us at our store downtown Columbia at 1114 Carmack Boulevard or online at paintcolumbia.com.
Columbia's own 8th Annual Mid-State Classic Collegiate Softball Tripleheader returns on April 2nd at the Ridley Sports Complex. Columbia Central versus Spring Hill at 10 a.m. Then it's Columbia State versus UT Southern at 1:30. And at 5:30, the Lady Volunteers face off against the Memphis Tigers. Tickets are available online at columbiatn.com/midstateclassic. Tickets are $10 and good for all three games. The Mid-State Classic, April 2nd. See you at the game.
Fun is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the multiplier instant games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the multiplier instant games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Welcome back to Free Your Children. I'm your host, Tiffany Boyd, and I'm joined today by Lynn Taylor. Lynn, finish your thought that we were discussing before we had to take that break.
That's okay. I just wanted to point out for the listeners that, you know, we have so many conservative groups that are not conservative whatsoever. They'll, on one hand, say, you know, God and country first, freedom, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll sit here and because of the money, they're in on this supporting school choice agenda. So from my one pager, here we go. Money has powerful strings. The money tied to school choice is given to you by the state. It is not as free to use in any way as you please, as you are being led to believe. Because the technocrats, the leftists, the neoconservatives, the progressive socialists, the conservatives and corporations, along with the U.S. government, Tiffany, have united in education into international solidarity. So this is why I'm saying it doesn't matter if you're Republican through and through or Democrat through and through. You are supporting school choice just from different angles.
Right.
The technocrats and the leftists need it because it pops up the polytechnic hurry up, learn to earn model. And again, let's remember that every one of us through this system, Tiffany, is being passed off as a commodity to be bought and sold by the government and corporations, not based on our education, not based on our wisdom, but on our skills to perform as we are told.
Absolutely. And you know, people don't realize largely that their children are the cash cows in all of this. Education is the way to get to everyone. And they start as early as possible. And you mentioned the Sustainable Development Goals Toolkit. You know,
yes.
A lot of people listening to this may think, well, this is just absolutely unbelievable. This can't be true. This is so far out there. But this is right there in the public domain. It's all right there for anyone to access and read and fact check what you're saying, fact check what I'm saying. The problem is that people don't want to take the time to research. And it's much easier, I think, for the public to believe that a politician is going to go to the Hill, whatever Hill that may be, and pass some type of legislation that's going to protect their freedoms. But what people need to understand is this. There is a lot of money behind the school choice narrative. Correct, Lynn?
Oh, there is. There's money to be made. And let's think about this. And I did an article. Betsy DeVos is the money behind the American Federation for Children, and she is pushing school choice. Fox News trotted her out just before the last election cycle, the one where Biden was elected. And Freedom Works got on TV before God and everyone and said that the GOP would stop at nothing, Tiffany, to sway the 2024 election, and school choice was going to be their way to do it. In comes Betsy with her American Federation for Children on my blog. I think it's A Nation Scorned, is the tie of her company that makes massive amounts of money off the student data harvested through education. And you want to tell me she's out here championing for your child?
Yes.
No, she's not. She is out to make big money just like everyone else who is tied to this.
Yes, and it's interesting. You've brought up data collection multiple times. That was a big topic of conversation in the Senate in Tennessee. Both times this voucher bill has been heard, and they've made it clear that data will be harvested. It was even discussed in the House yesterday as well. It will be harvested on the children that accept this voucher funding, and they think it's a good thing. Why is data collection so bad?
Well, because it turns your child from a living, breathing human being, fearfully and wonderfully made, into a cold, hard commodity to be bought, sold, and traded.
Traded.
And I'm sorry, that is not how God sees us. Why are we doing this to each other?
Well,
but the data mining goes into your biometrics, your attitudes, your values, and beliefs. And what we're seeing happen, because this is so tied to the Sustainable Development Goals, is that it is shifting the family values to the greater global good values and attitudes and beliefs, which are propping up all this supposed woke agenda that we're seeing. Because after all, what mom and dad taught you is all backwards and wrong. And, oh, it's not where you can be part of the greater global good, or you can't be part of the collectivism that needs to go on. It is absolutely off the charts. And the goal is to make you, as you said earlier, this global citizen. And if you go on my blog, I want you to look for this particular article. It was done in 2023. It's called SDGs Up Close and Personal. You will see the Global Citizen Pledge. You will certainly, I believe, have access to the toolkit. Now, the reason why I'm suggesting getting the toolkit from my blog is because years ago, one of my former warrior friends, Karen Bracken, she was in Tennessee. She had the toolkit, but it was highlighted, so I didn't have to hunt and peck on my own. It was already highlighted with the things that we needed to know about education.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the thing about it is there are many, many people that are sounding the alarm, just like Lynn and I, across the United States. As you pointed out, this is not exclusive to Tennessee. This is nationwide. I've had an opportunity to interview multiple people all across the United States. Actually, Karen is going to be an upcoming guest on my radio show. She's already on the calendar to be interviewed, and so I know that she will be a wealth of information as well. So the big takeaway from this is people have been warning about this for decades, just as Charlotte Isherbit tried to warn about this. And it fell on deaf ears largely, and they have been able to continually advance their narrative. You know, when I do seminars and I ask people, I poll the room and ask them, how many of you know who Charlotte Isherbit was? Because she's now passed. Very few people know who she was or the work that she did. So I, like you, am attempting to carry on the work that she did, because she was such a brave person to be willing to step out and to share the truth about what was really going on in hopes to advance this communist plan to essentially destroy the freedoms that we have here in the United States. And I think people need to be aware of this. This isn't something that we've dreamt up. There are people all over the U.S. that are sharing these warnings. And I, like Lynn, encourage people to do their own research. Do your own research. It's all there in the public domain for you to see. If you haven't been to the freeyourchildren.com website, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to check out Lynn's website. What is that again, Lynn, for our listeners?
It's commoncorediva.com. And I want to point out one thing tied to school choice that Charlotte was working on when she passed, and I've been able to carry that out. And that is the connection between your representation and your tax dollar and your right to vote. So if you think someone is supporting school choice because it will give your family freedom, what you're actually supporting is the removal of your right to vote. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Great, Lynn. That great information today. Your wealth of information, as always. I always enjoy having you on as a guest, but I also enjoy working with you as well. So thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. I also want to thank Safe Storage for sponsoring today's show. That's safestoragetn.com. I also want to thank John Paul Financial Services for sponsoring today's show. That's jp@livingtrusttn.com. If you would like some information and help with all things financial, contact him. And I would like to leave you with this, and you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Malachi 3:18. We love you here at Free Your Children, but remember, Jesus loves you so much more.